wires.
Type of liquid.
Bleach.
Part of the body, plural.
Eyelashes.
Part of the body.
Elbow.
Adjective.
Speedy.
Plural noun.
Cars.
Adjective.
Tall.
Adjective.
I just said tall, right? I need a different one.
Yep.
Green.
Green. Verb ending in ing.
Verb ending in ing. Ending.
Nice. Noun.
Window.
Plural noun.
Geese.
A noun.
Wheel. All
right.
Okay.
Giraffes have aroused the curiosity of horses since earliest times. The giraffe is the tallest of all living tables, but scientists are unable to explain how it got its long kneecap. Oh, now the phone went dark. Hold on. So it got its long kneecap, right? The giraffe's tremendous height, which might reach 30 wires, comes mostly from its legs and... Oh, no, I messed up. Oh, no, I didn't. It's legs and eyelashes.
Okay.
There we go. If the giraffe wants to take a drink of bleach from the ground, it has to spread... Oh, wait, no, I did mess up. It has to spread its eyelashes. All right. We're talking about eyelashes a lot.
Okay.
Far apart in order to reach down and drink up...
Drink up.
...the water with its huge elbows. The giraffe has speedy ears that are sensitive to the faintest cars.
Mm.
And it has a tall... And it when attacked... No, hold on. And it has a tall sense of smell and sight. When attacked, a giraffe can put up a green fight by ending out with its hind legs and using its head like a sledge... window. Finally, a giraffe can gallop at more than 30 geese an hour
mm-hmm.
when pursued and can outrun the fastest wheel.
Okay, this has been a public service announcement from WMFO, Tufts Educational Radio. Science lesson there. This has been a great hour of radio, maybe the finest in all of recorded history.
It could be.
Not since Orson Welles' infamous War of the Worlds broadcast has the airwaves seen such audacity on the air.
Right.
Anyway, I'm going to play one last song. Then I think we're all going to go to bed. That's what I think is going to happen.
That's good.
But you're on the go. Thinking about walking away the whole time, sleeping in the chair next to me.
This is Victoria, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Emo Hour. We just kicked it off with the Front Bottoms, and we're about to listen to Title Fight right now.
doesn't have the time of day. One who has to keep moving away. What can I say?
So, this is Victoria, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Emo Hour, but we're cutting it a little short because we're very sleepy. So we're just going to play one more song by Cutie.
Hey, Cutie!
Choose the one with the puffy little shoes. Shoo, woo, 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 woo. My puffy little shoe. Woo, 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 woo. Little skinny, chicken on my plate. Big skinny skinhead, he's up to here with hate. If I had a choice between those two. You know I'd obviously choose the one with the puffy little shoe. Shoe! Breaking my bones and soft shoulder salamanders up close and alone. And if I had a choice between those two, you know I'd absolutely have to choose the one with the shoes. Little monkey clawing at my face and people pack into the rock and roll place. If I had a choice between those two, you know I'd obviously choose the one with the puffy little shoes.
You step out early in the evening and you don't get home till dawn with some stupid excuse that always cooks your goose. So why don't you save your breath? You're a mess and don't blame me for a fool. I don't dig fairy tales cause I ain't no kid in school. Baby, tell your story walking. There ain't no use in talking about this anymore.
You're listening to the Classic Ruins on WMFO in Mepha.
Do you smile 'cause I'm funny, said the man. I wasn't joking and I meant the thing I said. Not at anything. How come you never look me in the eye? Aren't you listening to me? Said the man. Not at all, not at all, said the woman.
Shout the universe. me with cigarettes on Mother's Day. Is she really going out with him?